You're listening to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. The last few months have been rather trying for everybody, trying to respond to the coronavirus pandemic. Restrictions are easing up somewhat. Have you noticed any changes in local habits?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have opened up the lobby of the police department. So our walk-in traffic at the department is just about back up to its regular traffic as before it was with the pandemic took place. Our records department's open again. We're doing VIN inspections again. Fingerprinting in the lobby is probably going to be at an all-time high because we have a lot of people that need to get documents fingerprinted for, signed, and sent into the state. The DMV is probably going to be in a full upswing here before long because people's licenses have expired throughout the pandemic. They're now getting to that crunch where they've got to get it taken care of. If your driver's license or your vehicle registration expired during the pandemic, we need to get you to the county courthouse and get it taken care of. If anybody has questions about when their licenses expire, they need to get a hold of the Kansas Department of Revenue to take care of your driver's license and get a hold of the county treasurer to take care of your vehicle tags.
You know, during the shutdown with the COVID crisis, we thought maybe there might be a drop in crime or police work. We were wrong. Our call load actually stayed almost equal to the regular period of time for last year. However, some things did go down, some things did go up. What we did notice was that there was a large increase in the number of mental health calls that we received and mental commitments during a stressful period. You can probably understand that. We did see a large rise in vehicle crashes. I think for the same period last year, there were 10, and during the same period during the COVID shutdown, there were 53. That is obviously concerning. I think people thought that with less people on the road, you could drive faster. That didn't work out real well for anybody. We are still concerned about some of those crimes that could occur behind a closed door. So in the case of domestic violence, child abuse, sexual abuse, those kinds of calls, when people were confined and they weren't out, they weren't sharing, they weren't in school, they weren't talking to their neighbors as much, there's the potential that some of those crimes might have been hidden for a certain period of time. And as we get back out and information gets shared, we may see that there might have been a spike.
You've been listening to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig.